Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 23. We're in the midst of a Sunday school lesson on the crucifixion of Jesus. Christ Crucified is the actual name of that lesson. It was a Sunday school lesson written originally for the Sunday of March 18th, 1923 by E.A. Elam. And I'm going to be going over that Sunday school lesson and reading Elam's notes on this text as we proceed with this study. So while you're turning to Luke chapter 23, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now we have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Look for our building on the left as you travel from McMinnville to Viola. It'll be about halfway between McMinnville and Viola, just across from Mount Zion Road at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn to our lesson. We're talking about what Jesus had said in Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, where it says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then, parting his garments among them, they cast lots. See, what they would do when someone was to be crucified, they would strip the victim of their clothes. These were the prerequisites of the soldiers who executed him. Jesus wore 5 different pieces of clothing, one for every one of the 4 soldiers, and the seamless coat for which they cast lots, rather than tear it into 4 pieces. It was also the duty of the soldiers to watch the victim, that none could snatch him from the cross and rescue him. And so Matthew 27:32. Now the priest and the people that watched Jesus at the crucifixion mocked him. We read in Luke chapter 23 and verses 35 through 37. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself. If this be the Christ of God, his chosen. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou art the king of the Jews, save thyself. The people who stood beholding, and they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, and saying, Ha, thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, and come down from the cross. Mark 15:29-30. They were ignorant. They did not know that they were then destroying the temple of his body, and indeed that it would be raised on the 3rd day. His own disciples did not understand this at first, but when he was raised from the dead, they remembered that he spake this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said in John 2:19-22. Likewise, the chief priest and the elders, Matthew 27:41-42, mocking him among themselves, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross, that we may see and believe. Mark 15:31-32. Matthew 27:43 adds, He trusted on God. Let him deliver him now, if he desireth him, for he saith, I am the Son of God. This was a satanic gloating over the suffering of a victim of their hate and envy. But they were mistaken. After rejecting all the evidence Jesus had offered, they would not believe, were he to come down from the cross. God could have saved Jesus from the cross, but in so doing, he could not have saved others. And then we read, The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou art the king of the Jews, save thyself. All this was in fulfillment of Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8, for it had been written by David the prophet many, many years before. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, Commit thyself unto Jehovah. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, seeing he delighted in him. These taunts and jeers were overruled by the Lord to prove that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the King of the Jews. We read in Luke chapter 23 and verse 38, And there was also a subscription over him. This is the King of the Jews. It was customary to place over the head of criminals a placard stating for which he was crucified. And Pilate gnawed over the fact that the Jews had goaded him into signing the death warrant of Jesus, taunted them by writing, This is the King of the Jews. They felt the intensity of this scorn which Pilate heaped upon them, and requested him to change the superscription to say, He said, I am the King of the Jews. But Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. John 19:19-22. Had Pilate manifested the same courage in releasing Jesus, he would not have stained his soul with such innocent blood. This superscription was written in Greek and Latin and in Hebrew. The Greek was the general language of literature, Latin the official language, in Hebrew the vernacular language. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John do not record this in exactly the same words, possibly because it was written in three languages, but probably because they intended to give the sense only of what was written. All record the same fact. Jesus on the cross is King. And then there were the thieves. Luke chapter 23:39-43. And one of the malefactors that were hanging railed on him, saying, Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us. But others answered and rebuking him said, Dost thou not even fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said, Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. One of the malefactors railed on him, saying, Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us. Matthew 27:44 and Mark 15:32. They say both of these thieves reproached him. Either Matthew and Mark put what one said for both, as sometimes what one said is put for the whole company, or one of these thieves, after reviling Jesus, repented and rebuked the other, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. This seems to be an honest, sincere speech, and a confession of sins. But this robber certainly knew more about the nature of Christ's kingdom than the apostles. Still, he said, Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Possibly he knew as much about it as Joseph of Arimathea, who was looking for the kingdom of God, Luke 23:51. He confessed the innocence of Jesus, and therefore that the charges against him were untrue. He defended Jesus from the attacks of the other robber. He confessed he was justly suffering for his sins, and prayed Jesus to remember him. Jesus said to him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. If now, through faith in Jesus, people in penitence will confess their sins and obey the gospel, they will be saved. But they have no promise of salvation. in disobedience. Jesus, having suffered on the cross, became unto them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. But they need to obey him. We read in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation. We read in 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 10, where Paul wrote to those who were afflicted, to them that are afflicted, rest with us at the revelation of the Lord Jesus from heaven, with the angels of his power in flaming fire, rending vengeance on them that do not know God, and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus. In 1 Peter 4:17, we read that the time is come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? It is repeatedly taught in the New Testament that we need to obey Jesus. And that is how Jesus has become the author of eternal salvation for us today. We obey him. What Jesus said to the robber was his second utterance on the cross. The third utterance of Jesus on the cross was concerning his mother. But there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas and Mary Magdalene. Matthew 27:56. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. Jesus could make no gestures except to move or nod his head. He could not point to his mother or to John, but John understood him. And from that hour the disciples took her into his own home, John 19:25-27. And then the last scenes, Luke 23:44-46. And it was now about the sixth hour, and a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, the sun's light failing, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Wickedness and villainy had raged from midnight until midday and were consummated in the crucifixion of the Prince of Peace. Then for 3 hours, 12 o'clock until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a supernatural darkness spread over all the land, Matthew 27:45, silencing raging human passion and expressing the horror with which God looked upon the enormity of this crime. From behind this dark cloud, the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness will emerge in greater splendor, although it seemed that for the time the light of the world had gone out. What occurred during these hours is not recorded. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This was Jesus' fourth utterance on the cross. He could not bear the betrayal of Judas and the denial of Peter and the desertion of the apostles and the wickedness of the Jews. But should God forsake him? But there were the resurrection and the triumph, the ascension and the crown on the other side of the cross. Although according to Mark 15:35-36, some thought that Jesus had called for Elijah. After this, Jesus, knowing all things are now finished, that the scripture, Psalm 69:12, might be accomplished, said, I thirst, John 14:28. This was Jesus' fifth utterance from the cross. We'll continue with the next class.